time for Community Matters, brought to you by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems. And we are joined by Colleen Arablili and also Jeff Zimmer to talk about the Sun Valley Community Foundation's November Match Month. Hello, guys. How you doing today?
Good.
Look, we got a special guest, too, so should we whisper during the whole time on the radio?
We have Evelyn here, who is almost 8 weeks, so we're going to cross our fingers that she doesn't start screaming halfway through.
Well, you could count that as Evelyn's first words on the radio,
true,
right?
That's true.
If she screamed, all right. Well, congratulations on the newbie. So you're here to talk about November Match Month with Sun Valley Community Foundation. Explain what Sun Valley Community Foundation is, and then tell us what Match Month means.
Well, the Community Foundation is a vehicle for people to accomplish their charitable giving. So it started in 2013. We're an affiliate with the Greater Salina Community Foundation, and I joined the board because I think it's a really cool tool for people to accomplish their charitable giving wishes and estate planning wishes. So that's why I joined, and I think it's a really cool tool for people to use to accomplish those goals.
There's so many things that this money goes to. Can you give you some examples of what it helps out with?
Well, we have there's a lot of different funds within the foundation, but the easiest to understand would be our Community Impact Fund, which is unrestricted. So that fund is used to grant out into the local community. We've given grants to different educational opportunities, religious, health and sports, arts and beautification. So the Salmon Valley Community Foundation has a spring and a fall competitive grant cycle. And that unrestricted fund is where a lot of those grants are,
Is there a certain amount that you need to get to, or how do you determine whether or not, or how do they determine whether or not there's going to be a match involved in the whole situation?
Well, during the match month, the Dangy Hansen Foundation has agreed to match all donations coming into the foundation in the month of November up to 150%, and the total of the donations, they'll match up to $50,000. So it makes a huge impact in our community for a long time, because those dollars go into our unrestricted Community Impact Fund, and then we take the earnings off of that fund and use for grants every year. And so in the competitive grant process in the spring and the fall, those dollars are used to award to the community based on their applications to fund cool things in our community. And we've been able to fund some really cool grants. Sometimes I'm just really impressed by some of the grants that people write. Right. So
we'll actually be at the Beloit Junior Senior High on Friday talking with Christy Fouts and their STEM program. This last cycle, we had granted them some money to buy a 3D printer, and so the students are going to be talking about that. They're doing a little fundraiser to raise money for their program. So we've also been kind of popping around trying to highlight those. So if people want to take a look on our Facebook page, we also have a lot of information on our website. But the main focus is Match Month. That $50,000 is our goal for the month of November. And it's just really cool, like Jeff said. So if we raise 50, Dane Hansen matches it with 75. And so that's $125,000 automatically going back into the Community Impact Fund that then is able to be used within the local community.
What's the area that this covers? I know people might be listening. Like, is this a county thing? Is this a city thing? Give us an idea of what all it could entail.
It's countywide, and we really try to make an effort to award grants in all of the different communities. You know, the smaller communities like Hunter, Scottsville, Cocker City, Glen Elder.
Mm-hmm.
Tipton, yeah. We try not to keep it a Beloit thing. We have representation on our board from all of the communities, or most of them, and so we really try to keep the money spread to all of the communities in Mitchell County.
Colleen Eberle and Jeff Zimmer, our guests today on Community Matters, brought to you by Mitchell County Hospital Health System. So how do people go about donating to help get to that $50,000 goal that you have here in November?
You can drop a check off at Kurt Frazier or Frazier Johnson Martin in Beloit. We're also partnering with the Beloit Auto and Truck Plaza this month, where they're November Treasure Trunk recipient. So we've been doing match games every Friday on our Facebook page, and correct answers to that will enter you in to win the treasure trunk. And we're actually giving the treasure trunk back to the winner to then donate to their favorite charity. So if you're familiar with that program, they always do kind of a end kickoff for their treasure trunk, which will be Tuesday, next Tuesday, the 26th. We'll be there at the Truck Plaza. So if you want to stop by, we're going to do a Thanksgiving bake sale. You can pick up your Thanksgiving desserts. The money from the bake sale is going into the trunk, which then people can win for their charity. So if you want to stop by on the 26th from 8 to 10, you can either drop off a check, or if you just want more information or you want to talk to people about it, we'll have some representation from the board there. So,
you know, the ads we've been running the last couple of weeks, within that ad it says, since 2012, the foundation's been able to award over $507,000. That's $500,000.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
in grants and scholarships to local nonprofit organizations, and of course need the support of generous donors. How do people go about, because I've had some people actually ask me this before, how do they go about, if they're an organization and they have a need, how do they go about getting some kind of grant? You mentioned application process, mm-hmm. but take us through that just a little bit more in regards to, if somebody's out there listening going, you know what, we really need like a 3D printer or mm-hmm. a school, or there's something they need, a nonprofit organization that's kind of struggling to get through and they need some help maybe through the winter months or various things like that.
Yeah, we have an application on our website. So it's all web-based as far as that mm-hmm. goes. We can help. If someone has issues filling it out, we'd be glad to help walk them through it as far as that goes, but it's just a list of questions. They ask for your project budget, and there's a lot of details that you need to include in the application as far as that goes, and the more elaborate your details you can provide helps us decide on mm-hmm. on awarding grants and things like that. But you can go to our website during the grant cycle and apply there, and then all of the grants come into our scoring system, and mm-hmm. we score them and then have a vote on the mm-hmm. on awarding grants, and that's probably part of the funnest part of being on the board is giving away money.
Well, yeah. Of course, on radio I love giving away stuff for free. People say that that's all you do. I'm like, that's the fun part, for mm-hmm. crying out loud.
And that grant cycle is twice a year, so there's a fall and a spring, and you have to just apply within that time frame. Mm-hmm. And you know, if you ever have questions, you definitely feel free to hop on our website. That's kind of what I'm here for. If you want to reach out to me and just ask questions, you can shoot us a message on our Facebook page. There's an email address on the website, or, you know, always feel free to just reach out to any of the board members, Jeff, and just to ask questions, and we can definitely help direct you through, you know, make sure you know when the grant cycle is open, and we're here to help. So
normally there's a little article in the paper when our grant cycles mm-hmm. come up. There'll be stuff on our website as far as and our Facebook page mm-hmm. also has that information when the grant cycles are open and things like that, deadlines.
What is the website address?
Oh, it's SolomonValleyCF.org.
Okay, SolomonValleyCF.org.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You can find us on Facebook, Solomon Valley Community Foundation.
Okay, so make sure that you donate, because this is the match month, up to $50,000. That's the goal, is up to get to, well, you want to max it out, obviously.
Yeah.
That's always
yep.
the goal. I mean, if somebody's going to match it 1.5 times to get another 75, why would you say, our goal is 20? No,
right.
you want to shoot as high as you can. And I also know somebody that has actually applied for help or a grant through this program. That also, when you have something, like I know I've worked with the baseball program in regards to getting supplies, and I was working with Kevin Morosis, and they're putting that together, and it's like, well, how much do we need? And we figured out what we could use, and honestly, we didn't get the full amount, which is fine, because we knew that we might not get the full amount, because you want to spread it around as much as you can. So if you go through this process and you're asking for, you know, $10,000 for something, you might not get the full 10. You might. It just depends on the situation,
yeah.
right?
It depends on the grants that come in. That,
right, how much money you have to distribute,
too.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, we like to try and award as much as we can to each of them, but it's not always possible to fund every grant that we get.
So. Do you have any idea how many grants or how many applications there are typically? Or?
Last cycle, I wish I would have written this down, but I feel like...
At least 20,
yeah.
but yeah, sometimes upper 20s at mm-hmm. least.
Mm-hmm.
And probably once more people understand how this works, you're going to get more and more applications mm-hmm. for this, which will make your decisions a little bit more difficult, which
yeah.
would be a good problem, I guess, to have.
But
if it is.
But it also creates a lot of lot of thinking as far as we got to do something cool if we want to get our grant. So so either they need to have some partners as far as not just asking us for all the money,
right?
Or have some really cool project that we think is really cool.
Yeah, in essence, it's kind of a bit of a competition in regards to, you know, putting together your best foot forward and your proposal. All right, before we let you guys leave, anything else that we need to add that we may have left out, or any other contact information you want to make sure is out there before we let people go, or in case people join us a little bit late?
We just want to say $50,000 by the end of November is our goal. Right now, we're sitting at around $39,000.
Oh,
so,
wow, good.
Definitely, if you're interested in giving or you just have questions, feel free to reach out. Facebook, like I said, Solomon Valley Community Foundation. Our website is solomonvalleycf.org, or you can swing by the Truck Plaza on next Tuesday from 8 to 10.
Excellent. Colleen Eberle and Jeff Simmer, our guests today on Community Matters. Well done. Thanks for coming in and tell us more about how the whole process works, and best of luck in reaching the 50,000. Sounds like you guys are off to a pretty good start. You got 10 more days to go. You're actually kind of ahead of pace because you have a third of the month to go, and you're more than two-thirds there. So
yeah,
that's great. Of course, the end is always that final push.
Thanksgiving gives a little bit of a hiccup in there because people are busy and things like that. But yep.
But it is really cool to see so many generous people that have supported the foundation. So we thank all of our donors that have donated over the last few years for Match Month. So.
Absolutely. Jeff, Colleen, thanks for coming in today. 7:59 is our time on a Wednesday, November the 20th, 2019. 52 degrees our temperature. And Community Matters brought to you each and every Wednesday by Metro County Hospital Health Systems.